You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Monday, July 31st, 2017, week 213 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And since it's Monday, let's do a recap, precap, kind of everything that's going to happen this week on this podcast, which is the same thing that happens every week, really, but the contents are different. It's like if every week you got a sandwich, sure, the bread is there, but mm-hmm. that filling changes every week.
Exactly. It's always different.
So this week, on Monday, superhero and Star Wars news. We got a lot of good news, considering we were talking about that before the podcast. That
yeah, Comic-Con usually.
With the behemoth.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Goliath that is Comic-Con. Little David chucked that stone and was like, yo, I'm going to stand on my own.
Yeah, I still got a little bit of news stuff still happening in the world.
Yeah. Then we got the leftovers, which is everything that's not superhero and Star Wars news. And that's like even that major announcements. We got some MMA news this week, so that's pretty exciting. Wednesday, we got We Viewed Reviewed, where we talk about things we saw and review them, including UFC 214. And we got discussion, of course. Thursday, America's Sweetheart, This Week in Movies in the Now, and Trailer Talk, and Netflix recommendations on Friday, along with Freestyle Friday, where we talk about random stuff. So let's get into it with some superhero news. Infinity War released this awesome poster.
Yeah.
Marvel released it.
I think this was a Comic-Con poster, correct?
Yeah, but I think it was in two or three parts.
It was in three parts. There's the one with Thanos in the middle, and then they did
the
Black Order.
Yeah.
And I think they're his children in this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, in this universe.
In this universe, they're his children. And then they, on the left, they got some of the Guardians. Most of the Guardians.
Thor.
Loki.
Scarlet Witch. And Vision. Black Widow. Blonde Widow, as some people are calling
Blonde Widow.
Bearded Cap.
Mm-hmm.
And Falcon. And then on the right side, we get Hulk, Clint, a.k.a. Hawkeye, Bucky, a.k.a. Winter Soldier, James, a.k.a. War Machine, Spider-Man, Black Panther, Doctor Strange, Mantis, Gamora, Iron Man, and I forgot her, Nebula.
Yes. So the only Ant-Man's like the only guy we don't have on here.
That's what you think, but he's actually really small.
I saw a lot of people on the internet doing that. They're like, he's here, and they just zoom in, but they just put a fake Ant-Man somewhere.
Yeah. Like, what if he's just, like, right, just chilling on the Infinity Gauntlet?
He's like, that's how they win. He, like, takes it.
Yeah, he like, goes gauntlet. Inside, and then he, like, goes really big, and the gauntlet slips off of his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they win.
And that's how they win. They got Ant-Man on their side. Yeah, but that's a pretty awesome, cool, trippy. And they got their beams of light. Each stone.
Yeah.
It's so pretty. That's a pretty cool poster. That's a pretty cool poster.
Mm-hmm. And we have a different Iron Man suit, which is weird. Like,
yeah.
It looks like typical the helmet, like, folds down onto his, like, what are these muscles called? Like, trap? Are those your?
Yeah, I think your traps.
And then it must, like, go up over his head.
Yeah, so a lot of cool stuff in this poster that you can just look around at.
Yeah.
And one bit of news from Infinity War, James Gunn, he confirmed that Groot is the same age he was in the mid-credit scene of Guardians of the Galaxy as he is in Infinity War.
So it's like the, a teenager punk?
Like the pre-teen, whatever, punk Groot. And you can see it from the poster, too. He looks... like, he looks the same. He's not full-grown Groot.
Unfortunately.
So, I don't know. I would assume Guardians 3, he'll get back to a full-grown Groot, I would think.
You would hope so.
I don't know. It's just a long...
But we don't really know how old Groot was in the first movie.
We don't.
He could have been senior citizen Groot, for all we know.
That's true. That's probably what he was.
Yeah,
we don't know that what his growth rate is. So, That's pretty interesting.
And then we got some more news. Avengers 4 is going to start filming beginning of August, so only like a few weeks away. Potentially this week.
Yeah, a few days away, probably.
Yeah.
I wonder how they work in like the reshoots and stuff for the first one during this.
That's probably, yeah, they probably just do it. Like during, they're like, whatever. It's like, everyone's here. This,
yeah, that's
it's not
true.
That hard.
That's true. Like, while we're filming this one, it's like, oh, we'll also do a reshoot on this. But that's like, the logistics of this seem very complicated.
But it also makes sense.
They've been planning it forever, yeah. So they have an idea of what they're doing, obviously.
This is only like, what, like the 18th movie in the...
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure these movies are split up a lot more where not everybody is on the film screen at the same time for the whole thing.
Hopefully
sure.
Not like Arrested Development season.
No, I don't think like that. That I think it's more horrible. Like Avengers 1.
Can you imagine if they did that like... with the Avengers 1 and 2? Where they're like, this is where half the Avengers is, and then Avengers 2, or Avengers 4, and they're like, this is where the other half of the Avengers is.
I think
is.
That's what they were afraid of in part 1 and 2. They're like, and let's go back to the beginning, because this is what these guys, that's why they weren't in the first one. Like, that'd be a weird movie if they're just like, this is the Guardians
and
Thor.
How cool would
it
be, though, if they released it at the same on the same day, though?
Would be pretty cool.
It would be pretty cool, but it would be horrible, like, box office-wise.
Oh, yeah.
How many people are going to watch both movies?
It'd be an awful idea.
Remember that there was a rumor for, like, Batman vs. Superman that they were going to do that?
Yeah, they're going to split that movie into two.
And parts. Release it the same day, which is, like, crazy. Like,
yeah, I mean, Zack Snyder... You're probably like, Zack Snyder's making like a 4-hour movie. What's he doing? It's like, yeah. We might as well split this into two.
Yeah, they're like, it's all good stuff.
That's my guess where the rumor came from. It was something like, he shoots forever.
Yeah. Well, because how long is his director's cut? It's like another hour,
it's like
on, right?
Yeah, it's like three hours.
Three and change?
Three and change. Probably like 3:15 or something like that.
I'm thinking 3:16. I don't know why.
It could be. It's very it's a lot. It's
you
more
saw
than three.
It. You're the only person I know
did
that
see,
did
it.
See it.
Oh, it improves it.
Yeah, but I don't want to dedicate.
I know it's a long time.
Three.
But you're like, you're I understand asking, this.
Okay, so this is
to
what
understand
it's like.
The Superman subplot, which should is pretty much it's kind of the main plot, but it's yeah. Like to understand that at all, you have to watch that cut because that's all they cut out. Like they keep all the Batman stuff, but they're like, oh, here's what Superman was doing.
But what you're asking me to do is let's say. We went to a restaurant, and I get food poisoning.
Yeah.
And then, like, we go for dinner. I get food poisoning. And then you're like, I understand you got food poisoning, mm-hmm. But you really have to try their lunch buffet and eat more. Like, eat everything. That's what you're asking me to do.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, and you're swearing that their lunch buffet makes...
It's better.
It's better.
And it's still not good.
Yeah, exactly. Great.
But it's you can understand it.
Like I have.
We should maybe just read the synopsis of what happens.
Yeah, I should just read what the changes are, and then I'll probably be happy.
Yeah, it's not as exciting, but it makes it more coherent. You're just like, oh, I get what's going on.
You're like, oh, the meth wore off.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm not thrown into this story where stuff just happens. I'm like, oh, they plotted something. It's pretty dumb, but they did plot it out.
Yeah, I'll think about it. One day.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, like, the priority of entertainment. I wouldn't put it that high up. I just was interested by it, and I was like, oh, it's R? Is it R now? The Ultimate Cut's R, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why it's R. I can't really tell the difference between
blood?
That. I don't think so. I think it's... Oh, maybe they have, like, a swear word or something.
Yeah, but you can get... I feel like now PG-13 movies, you can get away with, like, quite a... You can get... Yeah. I think you can say the F word once.
Mm-hmm.
In a PG-13 movie.
I think so.
And you can say it. As long as it's not referring to the act or something. I don't
yeah,
know. It's like a,
that's what it
it's
is.
It's a weird stipulation.
It's the way you use it.
Could you imagine if that, like, they only use one, like, the F word once, and then Zack Snyder's like, but we're referring to the act. So it has to be
that
R.
That would be funny. We made it R.
It's just Batman being like, you're effing me. You're fucking me, Superman. He's like, whoa, like.
That was unnecessary.
I don't know what that adds to that movie.
It really adds nothing.
Yeah. So yeah, there's that. Justice League news came out. The reshoots cost $25 million, which people were like, oof. That's crazy, but apparently it's not that much money
compared to the budget?
Yeah.
I guess what's the budget?
I think it's very high.
This is probably like 10% of the budget?
Yeah.
or something like that.
But they're saying like reshoots normally cost, like the reshoots for Batman vs Superman cost like a similar amount.
It is weird they say like we don't know much. Well, we don't like research much about reshoots or know anything. So anytime they say anything, you're like,
whoa,
that must be crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, no, they do this on every movie. And like then they're like, it costs this much. You're like, whoa. And you're like, no, that's normal cost of this big budget movie.
Like Rogue One reshoots cost like a lot of money too.
Yeah. But that one they filmed.
But that one they said it was worth. And they said it was worth it because we saw. People always say like reshoots are a sign of danger in the movie.
I think Rogue almost One always made it worth it.
Yeah. Like, obviously. They has to.
Obviously has to be worth it, right?
Yeah. Or else like it wouldn't be a thing.
Yeah, they wouldn't do it as often if they didn't work. If they weren't worth the money, they wouldn't pay the money.
So, and then it came out that Joss Whedon will not receive director's credit, which is a rumor.
Yeah, I think they got some director's guild. There's
like director's guild rules.
Yeah.
That's like percentage based and stuff like that, so he won't get credit. And then that rose the question about who will get credit for Han Solo.
Yeah, exactly. Because that one's even earlier on in the process.
Yeah. Then I guess Disney's been known to like have the Directors Guild change their rules because of like Disney alone.
They forced their hand, yeah.
Yeah, which is pretty awesome, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
That like Disney can do that, and then I'm just like... But it's weird that like this one rule is going to come into play twice.
Yeah, like with two of the biggest movies of next year. Yeah. Or wait, no, one's this year, one's next year. Because Justice League's still coming out in November.
That's so crazy.
I keep forgetting. Me too. You said that like last week.
To me, Justice League will always be like a 2027 movie. Like it's always never going to come out.
Yeah. It's always like when pushed.
I always thought that we were very lucky to see a trailer so early. I didn't know it was coming out the same year.
Yeah. Well, we got a trailer a whole year ago.
Which is crazy to me.
It's bonkers. It's like, why?
Yeah. What? So then when we got an extended trailer, I was like, okay, like this is all they've shot since then.
Yeah.
Because to me, it always seems like Aquaman is going to come out first.
Yeah, but not the case.
Okay, and then, so apparently a lot of this cost also is going because they have to digitally remove Henry Cavill's mustache since the reshoots are occurring during the filming of Mission Impossible 6 and Paramount, I believe, who's making Mission Impossible 6, has a stipulation in their contract that Henry Cavill cannot shave his mustache during the filming of the movie. So they're going to have to digitally remove it. And people are freaking out because they're like, is Superman going to have a mustache? And I think people are just trolling the internet.
That'd be cool if he did have a mustache, though.
Or if they just gave him really a full beard again.
Yeah, give him a full beard. It's like, he's different Superman now.
Yeah, he's changed. He's been low-key for a while.
Yes. I was actually thinking about this last week. I'm hoping they completely changed his Superman. Because he died. I assume if he comes back, he can be different.
Like a certain Game of Thrones character. There's always that rumor that he like dies and he's supposed to be different.
Yeah, that's not really happened though. But I'm saying like they did it without him dying. But like Thor in this third movie, he seems to have like changed kind of.
Yeah,
where he's like funny and stuff.
It's crazy, right? Like Marvel finds a character that like people don't really are responsive to.
Yeah,
like let's just kill him and bring him back, and he's a new character.
Yeah. Exactly.
It worked out perfect timing, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's just such a weird coincidence.
Yeah. So they should do that with Superman. Which I assume is what they're doing, but like, I thought they were doing that with Batman for Superman. Oh, he's happy now because now he's Superman.
He's like brighter colored and stuff and like that. Nope. Because he has the comparison to Batman, but you're like, no, he's a monster. Even more of a monster than Batman for some reason.
Yeah, I'm like, this
doesn't make sense. I don't know why he's so mad. Like, what is he mad about?
Yeah. It's like not every single person in the world loves him. Okay.
Well, yeah.
A lot of people do.
Welcome to the world. They still built a giant statue of you and like people in Mexico are worshiping you.
Yeah. Go over this every time, but it's like there's a lot of that world that loves him. Even we see in like the Justice League trailer, like, oh, we miss Superman. It's like you guys, a lot of you already appreciated him. Why did the movie show it like no one appreciated him?
Yeah.
Because they built a statue to him. Obviously, they just never showed us that side. It was weird.
It's like if someone was like beloved in New York City and hated in the rest of the world, I would still be okay with that.
Yeah, that's fine because you're loved somewhere.
You're loved, and it's like a big place.
Yeah, it's not like you're like loved by two people. Your whole city,
the
biggest city in the world, or one of the biggest cities in the world.
Yeah.
So
and not just them, because also those idiots in India have to love you because you flew around the world to take out that machine by yourself.
Exactly. And you saved those people in Mexico. I mean, he's doing a lot of saving.
Saving those people during the floods.
Yeah. Just because one guy lost his legs and hates you, it's like, why are you so mad at, like, why are you so mad about it?
Yeah.
It's like bizarre.
And you're still new to the gig.
Exactly. That was your first day being Superman, was trying to defeat Zod.
I mean, yeah.
I'm going to give him some break, but like, he doesn't give himself the break. It's really disappointing.
I mean, I think the guilt of having your father die, and one of the last things you say to him is, "You're not my real dad."
That's true. Yeah, that'll send you down a path where you're not going to really be happy too often.
Do you think he would feel if he met Russell Crowe? Like, who played it? Who was it?
Russell Crowe played Russell Crowe.
No, I mean, like, who played?
Kevin Costner?
Yeah, Kevin Costner, like, met Russell Crowe in that universe? Because they're both, like, barely, well.
Yeah, they kind of flipped it, because I feel like Russell Crowe's the more, like, optimistic, like, altruistic guy.
Yeah.
Where it's usually the other way, kind of.
Yeah, where Pa Kent is like, you should help people.
Yeah.
And then, like.
He's like, you. He thinks they're
Jor-El is like,
he kind of thinks they're more superior. I mean, it's different every comic, but I feel like he's more like regal, like, and standoffish, and not like
logically as embracing. You would think that like Kevin Costner would be like, "Hey, like, you have a gift, like it is your responsibility to save people."
Yeah,
and then Jor-El would be like, "Just don't get found because there's a big risk."
Yeah,
because they won't understand. Yeah, because we have a higher intellect.
Exactly. But now it's like the humans saying, they're kind of saying like, "We don't even trust you because you're an alien." They're like, "No, they won't trust you. Trust me, I'm human. I know how people feel, because I feel that way."
Almost. It's very much like Caesar, where he's like, "They won't trust us. Like, they won't see the good we do."
That is what it's like, exactly. Both Warner Brothers films.
Yeah. Hmm. And one of them was so much better of a franchise than the other. It's amazing. Yeah.
Or is it Fox?
Planet of the Apes?
Now I'm getting thrown off. I don't know if it's Fox or Warner Brothers. No, I need to know, because I
find that out.
Don't like more wrong information. I just may have spread it. Let's see. Because I just saw the movie, too. I should know. Let's see. 20th Century Fox. There we go. I was wrong, and then I was right, so. There you go.
There you go.
That's why they're not. One's good, one's bad.
Yeah. And also, one is a beloved franchise. The other one is a franchise that they can't seem to get right.
Yeah.
Which is even worse, I think.
Yeah, tragic. It's really frustrating.
A fan.
Because we'll still see, as a fan, because you're like, I'll still see it, and I want it. I want it, like, we make fun of it, but we want them to be good.
Yeah.
It's disappointing. Good news. A franchise they did get right. Wonder Woman 2. It's getting a December 13th, 2019 release date.
That's... I'm worried, though.
How so?
Because this is, like, the one time they got it right. Like, is it a fluke?
It's even scary. Yeah. I got hope for Aquaman, though. We haven't seen anything yet.
We haven't seen anything of Aquaman.
But I kind of have hope for Aquaman. I don't know.
Yeah, James Wan, great director.
Yeah, I like James Wan, and I think...
But he's under the watchful eye of... Well, we don't know.
We don't know how much
that leads into the next bit of news.
Yeah.
DC Entertainment Universe news. Zack Snyder will have less input going forward.
Good.
Well, I think it's for a tragic reason, but...
Oh, I know. That's the sad part of the news.
Yeah.
But I think it's also... I heard something like Joss Whedon and Jeff Johns, they're going to be like they're going to be the Kevin Feige combined force.
How awesome is it that Kevin Feige needs two major people to replace him?
Yeah.
At like the competitor.
Exactly.
I think that calls for a raise, but he should go up to like Bob Iger and be like, "Dude, I deserve a raise." Do you see what they're doing over there at Warner
Brothers?
When
is his contract? I think it is up after this phase.
Yeah.
After these Avengers movies. I really hope he keeps on this track.
It's got to be exhausting, though.
I know, it does.
And I'm sure he's made, like, millions of dollars, and I'm sure he just wants to, like, I need a vacation.
Yeah, but he seems to love it, though.
Yeah, he seems to love it, but it's also, like, constant work.
And it's only increasing, because there's 3 movies a year now.
Yeah.
Where it used to only be 2.
So, yeah. So, that's interesting. So, we don't know how Aquaman might turn out, or how...
Yeah, because... the post Snyder world is kind of starting with, I guess, Shazam.
Yeah.
That's kind of the post.
Which is like fast tracked.
But they can still change stuff in Aquaman, kind of, because they're still filming it. But it's still hard. It's still got that imprint on it, I would assume, a little bit.
The darkness.
From what he did to him in Justice League, whatever he does to him. But he's still like a light character in Justice League in the trailer, at least. So that's kind of... Like, he's one of my favorite things from that Justice League trailer, I think. It's a very different Aquaman.
I mean, it's easy pickings, in my opinion. Like, what else is appealing in that trailer? Like, really appealing.
Really,
I feel
appealing.
Like Aquaman like stands out in that trailer.
He really does stand out. Awesome. I'm like,
we've never seen an Aquaman like this.
Yeah, to me, Flash doesn't stand out. Cyborg doesn't stand out. Like Gal Gadot, the Wonder Woman. I love that.
Yeah,
a little
like,
bit.
Okay.
In the beginning.
I also loved her like a few months ago.
Yeah. I like Alfred. Alfred's always fun. But
isn't he like barely in the trailer though?
Yeah, he's like, at the end. Like, who's he talking? He said you'd come.
Yeah.
Who's he talking to? What do you think about this Superman marketing that they're like,
he's not in
he's
it.
Not, yeah, he's dead.
But we know that he's in it because like,
yeah, talking about his there's mustache. Been set photos and stuff.
In the Superman suit. And he's like, yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah. So,
well, and I said in the poster, it has the Superman logo.
Yeah. So it's really weird marketing. I know, I guess.
Is it working? Do you think it works on anyone? Do you think there's anyone in the country that's like, how are they going to make a Justice League movie without Superman?
I feel like... I'm sure there's some people like that, but...
He's dead.
Like, I don't know how it hurts showing that he's in it.
I think they're still banking on the fact that, like, when this movie's coming out, people are like, shit, we need to go watch Batman vs. Superman. Because yeah, we never saw it.
I guess. Maybe. But it's just a weird... weird thing not to include him. And, like, it's called the Justice League. That's like... You're keeping Iron Man or Captain America out of the movie till the end. It's a weird. Well, so it's just weird how they put this universe together at all, because it's like so junkily put together.
Yeah.
But.
Well, because it seems very haphazard. They're just like, yeah, let's do that. They're like, well, we can't really release Aquaman on time because this is having problems. So, like, fine, we'll just release it after Justice League. We'll release Justice League first.
Yeah.
And like, well, is it going to be part one and part two? Still like, no, just do one part. People are tired of two-part movies. That's why I think Zack Snyder.
That really is what it is, too.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, it was going to be two-part. It's like every decision they make, they're like, now we got to change it because we don't know.
Yeah.
Because usually if you make, it seems like you make a universe, well, no one really does it this way. Has anyone ever done it where they make the team film and then split off?
That's what they're like. It's always rumored. Like
that's usually what they
like. They said Suicide Squad was going to do that, but then that didn't happen.
Yeah,
because like no one wants to watch a 2-hour long Enchantress movie.
Yeah, so dumb.
Or Captain Boomer. I don't think any of those characters could carry a 2-hour movie besides.
Oh, Will Smith and Margot Robbie thing
by themselves. Will Smith by himself.
No,
he's like, I'm going to teach my daughter how to kill people.
No, he can't do it by himself as a character. Yeah.
Like none of those characters. Maybe Harley Quinn. Maybe, but even then, she still needs Joker.
She still needs other people.
Which gets us to our next point. It's a rumor that Jared Leto is leaving the Joker.
And then this led to the question, did they want him to leave or does he want to leave or both?
Yeah.
Mutual.
But this is just a rumor.
It's just allegedly. A rumor. It's just a rumor. A lot of rumors come out of that DC world.
That's what's scary.
Yeah. Because it is haphazard and they do change stuff all the time. So.
Well, because I think he's still pissed about like the Suicide Squad thing.
I think so
apparently
too.
He shot like
he was like, "How was it? There was a whole Joker movie in there."
Yeah, like he was supposed to be in it for much longer.
Mm-hmm.
But then I didn't find the parts that he was in it like, "Oh my god, this is so great!"
Exactly, it wouldn't have added to the film adding more Joker stuff. I don't think.
Because if anything, it was horrifying. Like when he like
yeah,
beat
I'm
up,
like
Common.
Yeah, I'm like, I get it. You're in a different movie doing something different, but like you have nothing to do with the plot.
No.
He's doing his own thing and it means nothing to the plot, to the other characters. Like, it doesn't mean anything. It's not even furthering the Harley Quinn of it.
No.
Like, it's not even helping her story.
The only good thing that came out of it is the Kehlani song, Gangster.
Yeah.
Because that one scene where he's like, do you trust me or something? And he, like, pushes her into the vat.
Yeah.
That was a decent scene.
Yeah, I think I like the parts with him and Harley Quinn when they were both him. But just all the Joker stuff, whatever, he's in the club and... don't care about that nonsense.
No. The scene where they rape her.
Is that happen?
Remember? Where I was like, is that what they're alluding to? Like, we don't know what's happening.
I don't.
Where they're in the hospital and it's like a one-on-one therapy session and then like they run in and they like pin her down.
Yeah.
They're like, what's happening?
I hope that's scene? Not happening. Oh, man.
That's what I was assuming.
Yeah, I don't know what happens in David Ayer's world because it's pretty
it's dark.
It's a pretty nuts world, it's a
dark
too.
Dark place.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go to back to our happy place.
Yay!
In the MCU.
Yay! We got Ant-Man and the Wasp news. Judy Greer is returning. That's
great news.
Scott Lang's ex-wife and
America's
his kid's
sweetheart.
Mom.
I love her and everything.
Oh, she's great.
She does.
Yeah. Yeah, she's really good. I hope they give her more to do.
Yeah, because like she did was like...
And she did the same
like
thing.
Pretty much all we... Her whole purpose in the first Ant-Man movie was like, hey, Bobby Cannavale is going to be in the next scene. Like... is going to come up soon. It was like a warning light just to be like, hey, yeah. Just so you know, Bobby Cannavale is going to come in.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much what it was. Because his character did more than her character.
Yeah.
Her character really did the least out of that. Because her daughter did more. Well, obviously. But yeah, she didn't really get much to do. And she was like the same character she was in like Jurassic World.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is interesting. It's like
oddly enough, very different character than the one from Planet of the Apes.
Yeah. Yeah, she wasn't in an ape.
Who was she in Planet of the Apes? She was the one I was trying to pinpoint.
I think she's Caesar's wife.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I think.
Because I was like trying to pinpoint it. And like, I feel like... Because
she's such a small part in that movie.
You can like see it on the face.
Yeah.
And I was expecting to see her face in like an ape form.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't pinpoint it.
Yeah. Because there was only like one female ape.
Yeah.
Like main.
That's got to be rough.
And I think.
For the amount of apes there were.
True. Yeah, they kind of...
Well,
kind of
we don't know
very
what
male
doctors,
dominated in society.
They're like weird doc, like
doctor apes.
Yeah, because they're wearing like the face masks, and I don't know if those are like germ protectors. You know, like those.
I would assume. What else would they be for?
Just like the same way, like a witch doctor wears one of those weird masks.
Maybe
just to like scare away evil spirits.
They gave us two movies on their ape culture, but they haven't taught us enough.
Yeah,
I feel like they need a whole documentary.
Ape culture.
That's culture.
That's I like that.
Need to learn more about these apes.
Yeah. Hashtag ape culture. Anyways, let's move on to Star Wars news. Han Solo news. It is rumored a certain character will appear. I kept it vague because of you.
Was this because of like the actor?
Yeah, there was like an actor who was supposed to appear at a con.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, nope, can't do it because I'm too busy filming the new Star Wars movie.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like a character that appeared recently.
But it doesn't mean it's that character, though. It
no.
Just means it's that actor, because that actor's been... I assume we're talking about the same thing.
Yeah, it's the actor who played Darth Vader mm-hmm. in Rogue One.
Yeah. But he's also, like, in other... like, because he could be a CGI character for all we
he
know.
He could be, like, Chewbacca. He could be another Wookiee,
exactly.
For all we know.
So, but that is interesting.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't think they'd want to get the same guy if they could for Darth Vader, if that's the case.
Yeah. So people are speculating, is Ron Howard putting Darth Vader into this movie?
But where do you put it? Because you can't have him meet Han Solo.
At the end, you have him meet Lando.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be boring because, like...
No, because
we assume
a time
that Lando.
Jump.
Yeah, because we
that's,
assume Lando
I assume
met
this
Darth
is
Vader
still,
for the first
like, 10
time.
Years before, like, yeah. A New Hope or something like that.
No, but we also assume that Lando met Darth Vader for the first time in
Cloud yeah,
City,
didn't,
right?
We didn't see them meet. Bespin?
Bespin.
Yeah, Bespin.
Yeah.
Bespin?
Coruscant.
The Cloud City. No, Coruscant's the capital. That's in the prequels. It's the Cloud City. It's
yeah.
The city.
Yeah, Bespin.
But I think Bespin's the planet. I'm remembering this from like the video game. I think that's
yeah.
Where...
This is where Uxtra comes in and he's like, no, it's actually... He's like, has... It's weird. I don't know. His knowledge on Star Wars planets is very impressive.
He's got...
But
yeah,
his
he's
knowledge
got
on like everything else doesn't matter to him.
Yeah.
Like, he will say, like, oh, yeah, that Y-Wing, and I'm like, no, it's an X-Wing, and he's like, whatever. And then he's like, well, actually, the planet is. But then I think a lot of his knowledge is from the extended universe, because he's a nerd.
Yeah.
And I,
we don't delve that deep.
Yeah, no, that,
it's not canon anymore.
It's not canon anymore, so who cares?
Well, was it ever canon, technically?
No.
I don't think it was ever canon.
Because there's some weird
canon.
Stuff that happens in some of those books.
Yeah, I know. That's the Star Wars universe is like a hard. I find it a very complicated universe because it's like something, like, if you translate them between them, like, if you put some of the stuff on the cartoon in live action, it would look bizarre and weird. And I think vice versa.
They should have something that's, like, the official stamp of Star Wars that's, like, this is canon.
It is Bespin. Is the city. Here's the planet. Cloud City is in Bespin.
Where's Coruscant? That's a different planet.
It's a different. That's the capital. That's where Yoda chills out. That's where the Jedi Temple was.
Where did Luke Skywalker lose his lightsaber?
They fought on Bespin, right? Cloud City.
Yeah. So that's where Maz finds it.
Yeah, at the bottom. Because they're only in the clouds. So I guess there's that bottom part of the planet.
Which, like, no one goes to, apparently.
I guess. I don't know what's going down at the bottom of Bespin.
Probably just a bunch of wrecked cars and...
Yeah, like, they throw all their garbage. Cloud City's just, like, a bunch of garbage.
Like, don't worry about it. It's whoever is down there is problem.
Yeah, I think it's, like, a mining planet. So maybe there's mines down there and stuff.
That'd be interesting. Could you imagine if we did that in real life?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had, like, a mining, like, whatever, wherever they mine stuff.
Yeah.
In the United States. All those places that we were promised that jobs would return to.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just built massive... skyscrapers above them.
Yeah.
So they work in our shadows. But by we, I mean, I assume I'm not on the ground mining. I assume I live somewhere, maybe like the third floor, but it's still not the bottom floor. And we just look down at the mining.
What also leaves, like, what happens in the, like, the, on Earth in the Jetsons? What's going on Earth?
Yeah.
On the land? Did we destroy it? And we're like, we got to build stuff in the sky.
I assume global warming took such a toll on our planet, mm-hmm. that the water literally just it's just a bunch of beams in water.
Could be.
Keeping these buildings up.
These are the questions they don't answer.
And they never deal with earthquakes. That's another weird thing.
Yeah, that's true.
I assume once we have the technology for flying cars, we have the technology
it's hovering more so than...
Yeah, like magnetic...
Yeah, somehow.
Things that counterbalance science.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what do you think? If Darth Vader does appear in this movie, do you think that's jumping the shark?
It's too much.
A phrase Ron Howard is familiar with
because
of his history.
I don't think it's necessary, or you should at least, like, I mean, after putting him in Rogue One, I don't think you should put him in, like, I don't know. I don't know. Unless you can find a way.
Or find a sentence where Darth Vader in any of the original movies said, "I'm familiar with Han," something like that, where I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Edit the old movie.
Like, if anything, like, you put Jabba the Hutt in. I'd want to see Jabba the Hutt in this movie more than I'd want to see Darth Vader.
Yeah, yeah, I'd rather. They better put Jabba in. Now I want Jabba. It had better be Jabba in this movie.
Yeah.
He has to be in this movie, right? I would assume Jabba's in this movie. Now you've convinced me, even though you said nothing, but you want Jabba to be in the movie.
Okay.
I'm convinced he's in the movie.
Confirm Jabba the Hutt is in this movie for the sake of Mike.
Yes. Yay, Jabba the Hutt. Maybe he's playing Jabba the Hutt.
Maybe.
No, but I assume the Darth, they do the same thing they did with Rogue One, where he didn't really interact with any of the main characters except the bad guy for a second. I assume
don't choke on your ambition.
But I think, I don't know. Seems like a little too much to me. But, like, I don't know how good this movie is, so maybe... the movie's not that great, and I'm like, oh, but Darth Vader's around somewhere. I'll be like, oh, this is cool.
But where would he be? Like, because, like...
But I want, like, a whole Darth Vader thing, like, movie or something. I don't think they're doing it. Do it.
Boba Fett is supposed to be in this, right?
I don't know about that. I don't think that's happening. I thought he was supposed to get his own movie.
I thought he was supposed to
be, we don't really know much about this movie at all, do we?
No. Like, Lando. Chewbacca.
Yeah, Lando Chewbacca.
Chewbacca's wife, allegedly.
Uh-oh.
Or lover.
What's his name? Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all we know.
The director's left a few weeks ago.
Some droid is there. But yeah, pretty mysterious, this movie, for me at least.
Would you be disappointed if Jyn Erso made an appearance? Just random appearance. Or any of those characters.
Nah, because she's like a criminal, kind of. Well, she gets put in that prison.
Yeah.
So you could see her right before she gets put in that prison. I could see it.
Would you be mad, though? Or would you be like...
I feel like it's unnecessary.
Yeah.
Like, there's too much connection between the universe.
Yeah, you're like, what are the chances that, like...
Yeah, because like, I thought the whole idea was to keep them, like, all standalone and...
This is a random question. Have you seen that Match.com commercial? It really bugs me. But have you seen that commercial where it's like, oh, have you noticed this person? Like, it's like the dude who's like the Match.com dude. Mm-hmm. And he like is on the dude's phone, which is, I think, is very rude from the beginning.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, have you noticed this person? You walked past her 6 times in the last week.
What? What does that mean?
So there's this like misconnections feature on Match.com now,
mm-hmm.
where like if you frequently like pass by someone you might be compatible with, they'll like, tell you. Like
on the app. In real life?
Yeah, so like your phone is in your pocket.
Yeah.
And you go to the library, and then you go get coffee, and then you go get dinner somewhere. And then like over the course of a week,
why does like, this seem like really creepy?
It is really creepy.
Okay.
But that's what I'm saying is like that's what Star Wars would be doing if they put Jyn Erso in this movie. Like, oh, like you know, like it's not the first time that the Rebel Alliance has crossed paths or something like or like
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's like Heroes. It's the Heroes problem where everyone has a freaking superpower.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is kind of like the problem with Spider-Man Homecoming, which I'm very low-key about, is my problem. Ooh. Is like, oh, everyone from this high school like goes on and becomes like a significant character in the MCU.
But that's not what happens.
I know, but there's like a lot of characters. Well, there's like 5 characters.
But they're not significant.
Not like super significant, but they're still like significant enough.
Not really. They don't do anything.
That one
they don't
girl,
become superheroes.
That one girl that's going to be in Infinity Wars.
She's just some person. Who is that?
No, like, I read on Wikipedia that she goes on and becomes, like, she has, like, an alter ego.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah. Like, the girl who is no one in Homecoming, like, I couldn't pick her out.
Yeah.
Goes on to be a character that's, like...
Yeah, but I find that more of a reference. I don't think that will ever happen.
Hopefully not. But that's my problem with Heroes.
Yeah, it's like, that's very annoying.
Like, this person has a superpower, and then this person has a superpower, and then like, it just so coincidentally happens that it awakens as soon as they meet like another super.
Yeah, that was yeah. It's like
certain. That's what Match.com is.
Yeah, certain
sponsor us.
Certain characters and Heroes. I was like, no, they're good, and they don't have powers. I'm glad with like Ondo. He did. He ever get power? I think
I think he's the only one who didn't get
power.
Okay,
he's good. And then Suresh, though, that was my biggest. I was mad at.
Yeah, he
I'm
got
like,
powers.
No, he's like one of the main characters,
and you like him because he doesn't have a power.
Exactly, and then you give him to him, and it's like dumb.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's weird. I've not seen that Match.com commercial.
It's weird.
I didn't know you could like walk by people in real life.
Like assuming they have a Match.com profile as well.
It's not just like tracking people.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, like you in the last month. You've been in the same vicinity of this person. And the guy's like, what? I would have noticed her.
Yeah.
It's like, how about we set up a date? That's what the Match.com dude says.
So like, he's basically telling people, you're not using this app properly because you didn't even know what that
meant.
No,
it's like, you unobservant bastard. Like, this single woman is around you all the time. She's like, what if she was like a stalker?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What would prevent you from thinking that? You'd be like, this is a little too coincidental, I think. Six times?
I'm going to use this Match.com feature to my benefit. I'm just going to find one person who's very beautiful.
And follow them around.
Follow them around randomly.
Like, whoa, this person's
randomly run into them.
I've been around you 20 times in the last month.
In the last day.
In the last day.
They're here right now. Just I fall out of a tree. I'm like, this worked in Back to the Future. Anyways, on Netflix today, After the Reality, Being Mary Jane, the series, season 4, Checkpoint, Dark Knight, not to be confused with any Batman movie, and Taking Earth. Come back tomorrow for The Leftovers. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.